The Tri-State Women Veterans Organization will become Unit Number 157 of Military Women Across the Nation, a nationally recognized women's veterans organization. I'm joined by retired Navy officer Patty Parts with details on what this affiliation means for local women veterans. There's been a veterans organization for women, the Tri-State Women's Veterans. It's been an active organization here in town for quite a while, and it's for Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, and it's women veterans from all branches of the United States military. It's more or less a social organization to get together, but they're about to take that to the next level. One of the organizers is Patty Parks.
When I retired here back in 2003, I was excited to get involved with the women veterans. What had happened was the VA had a women's director. She was not a veteran, and she was out of the Murfreesboro campus for the VA. She had taken it on her own to coordinate women, just to get in touch with them, to let them know there were veteran benefits out there that they were eligible for. She did it all on her own, and she called her group the Women Veterans Network. It was a social function, but they also provided information about veterans' benefits, specifically medical benefits. So this lady had transferred away, and when I retired and came back to Chattanooga, the group no longer met. Well, I'm a social person, so I dug out what phone numbers I could find and started calling my buddies. I rounded up a handful of them and said, let's get together for lunch. So we did, and they liked that idea. And I said, all right, next month or month after, every other month is when we meet, let's get some more folks in here. And it became basically a gab fest, which is wonderful because anyone in any walk of life knows how enjoyable it is to get around people that have done the same job you have done, and you're able to use the same jargon and tell your stories and other people understand them. So it was a lot of fun for us. One of the things I had started doing was I was at the time volunteering at the VA clinic, so I would bring information about veteran benefits and such to the organization. One of the things we got to do back when Manny Bears Grinder became our veterans commissioner for Tennessee, she too, of course, is a woman veteran, she organized a Women Veterans Summit for Tennessee. There have been four of them. When we attended the first one, four of us from Tri-State went up there. And on the way back, these gals were just, oh my gosh, we want to be able to do more than what we're doing. We really want to, you know, have a voice, have a say-so, have people listen to us. And I explained to them that to do that, I mean, we could do it, but we would always have to do it in the shadow, if you will, of another nonprofit organization because we were not chartered. We were not officially an organization. We were just a group of gals. At that point, 4 years ago, started saying, well, gee, we want to look into this. At the same time, there's another women's organization I had joined about 20 years ago called Waves National, which was a nationally, federally chartered organization, but it was only for women of the sea services. That would be the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Because they didn't include the Army and the Air Force, I was still a member. I'm a life member of that group, but I didn't spend as much time with them. My focus was on all women veterans. Last year, Waves National, at their national convention, changed their name to Military Women Across the Nation and opened their doors to all services. Well, that was the catapult that pushed us to say, okay, let's make this happen. And so now, as of the 20th of June this month, we will be chartering as a member, a unit of the Military Women Across the Nation.
In the interest of full disclosure, I am also a veteran, and I do participate in this organization. And not only is it a social gathering of women who have been in the military that understand what that means, but we're also getting information. Patty is great about bringing information back from the VA and other organizations. And we participate locally, such as in the Veterans Parade and things like that for the Armed Forces Day Parade. What will affiliation with this national organization really provide for this group of women in the tri-state region?
You may have heard of veteran service officers. Ironically enough, even though Hamilton County is one of the larger counties in the state of Tennessee, we do not have a paid veteran affairs service officer. The people that take up the slack are usually the veteran service officers in federally chartered organizations along the lines of American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, that type thing. Well, as a federally chartered unit now, we will be on an equal footing with them, and one or more of our members will be eligible to go to the VA, get the training, and become a certified veteran service officer who can help people fill out the forms that they need to fill out, and you know you'll be getting current and accurate information. So that is one of the big things that we'll be able to do. Of course, this also gives us a national organization to be a part of, so we're no longer just a community of people. Military Women Across the Nation has got a membership at this point of about 2,000 members. Their high point was back in the 70s or 80s when they had about 6,000 members. Of course, that included a lot of World War II veterans. And again, those were just the Navy veterans. So this gives us a platform at this point when we go to our national convention or we get our newsletter now. It's on a national basis. We'll be looking at what military women are dealing with nationwide and not just in Chattanooga. Then that gives us a better idea of what we need to be talking to our congressman about as far as finances for the Veterans Administration and that type thing. And it also, there's a certain peace of mind to know that people other than us are having these experiences and these thoughts and these feelings. So those are a couple of the things that it really helps. Of course, people look at you differently when you're just part of a little group and when you can say we are federally chartered. The Chattanooga Area Veterans Council, right now, with us just being a group, we're considered an associate member. Even though our membership is 100% veterans, we're just an associate member because we're not federally chartered. As soon as we become federally chartered, we move up into the voting status. In other words, we become a veteran service organization. We will have a say-so in their politics and what they do and that type thing. So it's little pieces like that that just kind of come together. It just gives us a little more clout and then, of course, access to the nation. And, of course, you can never underestimate the value of networking. A lot of our veterans, and in the military, this is not uncommon for people to retire at a very young age. And quite frankly, even though there are 20-somethings out there that are thinking, gee, they're old, people in their 40s and 50s are not old. There are a lot of folks out there, 40 and 50, who've just retired from the military, and they're looking for jobs. Well, what better way than to network and be able to network again with other people? This, again, puts us on that platform where we're national. So if you're looking for a particular kind of job and not just a location, you've got that network behind you. And, of course, I'm sure, Rabbit, as you well know, the Navy is another family. And the more members you have in your family, the more spread out, the more comfort there is in that. And in a world that is disconnected by the communication we use these days, it's really nice to know a face and a person at the other end of a line. So those are some of the real benefits of becoming a chartered organization.
On June 20th, for the chartering, there's all sorts of activities planned in celebration. It's not just your usual every other month meeting.
We'll have a display with women's military history. A couple of artifacts will be on display, not much because we don't have a lot of room. We'll also have a little memorial table that tributes to our foremothers, the ladies who, of course, made Rabbit's tour in the Navy and my complete service and lifetime because I'm retired from the Navy. My life would not be in existence the way it is if it had not been for those women who back in the 40s were willing to step forward and take up the jobs that they were offered in the military. And so we're going to have a little memorial service. There are two other Military Women Across the Nation units in the state of Tennessee. One is in Nashville, and one is over in Memphis. And there are members, the presidents included, of each of those units who are coming down to Chattanooga for a couple of days to be here for our chartering. We are part of a region which includes basically a swath out of the absolute center of the United States. So our regional representative from Missouri will be coming down, being with us for the chartering, as well as a former president of Waves National, Sharon Woods, is going to come down. We're excited about having all these people visit. And then from there, the sky is the limit. The actual ceremony is going to be on Saturday, 20 June, at Shoney's. It's at 2318 Shalaford Village Drive in Chattanooga. It's at exit 5 off of I-75, just off of Shalaford Road. If you would like more information, you're welcome to call me. My home phone number is 423-326-0839.
Brunch begins at 10:30, with the chartering ceremony scheduled to begin at 11:30. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.